it's got, amongst other things, it's put off the promise in the Tasmanian Forest Agreement of immediate reserves. That's the word used there, immediate, to after October next year. And the upper house did that, looking at the polls, believing that there'll be Liberal governments at state and federal level by then. And the Liberal spokesman, Mr. Gutwin, has said that no reserves will be created under them. So what's happening here is that the loggers get their money, but the reserves go wanting.
But Forestry Tasmania have said that the world has moved on. They will never again log out of those areas that have been slated for protection. Companies like Tayan, who need the timber, say they will never again accept timber out of areas that have been slated for protection. I mean, this is the reality of the deal that's been struck. Why can't that give you confidence?
Well, it's not the reality of the deal that was struck. The reality of the deal was that was struck is that these areas would go into reserves. And that word means national parks. And as I just said, Leon, that's not going to happen under the current trajectory. But the loggers will get their $200 or $300 million. That includes money for regional Tasmania. And as the government ad, state government ad, said a couple of days ago in the newspapers, this is revitalising the logging industry. And they're meaning by that the logging of native forests in Tasmania.
Again, those that are inside the deal believe that it was satisfactory enough to achieve the outcomes that they went into it to negotiate. Significant outcomes if the deal is stuck to, 500,000 hectares of native forest for protection. You need to take some risks in order to secure those gains, don't you?
No, you don't. You have a secure agreement, and when the agreement's signed, you stick to it. But that agreement was torn apart in the Legislative Council, which presented with the signatories with the option of proceeding or going back to the Legislative Council and saying, undo that. And I believe had the signatories, that's the logging industry and the environmentalists, done that, the Legislative Council would have been forced to relent. But what happened was the logging industry had a good cop, bad cop operation. They had the signatories working with the environmentalists to give the promise of reserve. But another group of people lobbying very strongly in the upper house against any reserves and any protection whatever. And in that way, they dishonoured the agreement. And the Tasmanian Forest Agreement does no longer exist. What exists is a program for reformulation using hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayers' money of the logging industry. No other industry is getting that. But at the same time, the promised reserves are in the main not going to eventuate. The exception there being the 124,000 hectares of World Heritage Area, which comes because the Commonwealth has nominated that area for World Heritage, and there's nothing the upper house could do about that. It did try, by an amendment from Mr. Hall, it has tried to prevent 35,000 hectares at Cradle Mountain and along the Great Western Tiers from being given national park status, but that won't affect the World Heritage nomination and protection that's required from the Commonwealth if that nomination proceeds.
Bob Brown, this is an opportunity for Tasmania potentially to move forward, to see people structured out of native forest harvesting for the protection of native forests and for the state to move on. The uncharitable view is that there are some dinosaurs in the state on both sides of the argument who can't imagine a world in which they don't continue to get to fight about the things they've fought about for 30 years, and they don't want to see the state move forward. Are you one of them?
Nasty question for you to put up, Leon.
But, it is a pretty nasty question, but I think it's a fair question because a lot of people see the opportunities in this and not the risks.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think that the Forest Agreement should have been dishonoured?
I think that what happened in the legislature happened in the legislature, and that the options you have are to support this deal or to argue that it should have fallen over and that we go back to effectively square one with, as you say, a state election in March. I think the reality of the situation is that those are the two options and that you want to choose going back to the forest wars. The choices were a deal or no deal, and you seem to be choosing no deal.
Well, you take the Chamberlain point of view, which is peace in our time, and the populace of London was very welcoming of that because they naturally didn't want to see division proceeding. But that's not how it turned out. And the process here is the promise of this agreement. Leon has been defrauded by the Legislative Council and the logging industry. The reserves, the National Park reserves, are not coming through. They won't be there for the North East Highlands. They won't be there for the Tarkine. They won't be there for the swift parrot habitat on Bruny Island, which is facing imminent logging under this agreement. Do you expect that the local groups who fought so long, who've backed this agreement, who from the agreement had the promise of national park quality protection of their forests, should simply now wave the log trucks and the chainsaws into their reserved areas, what should have been reserved, if there's a Liberal government elected in the next year? And, you know, the Liberals have been the negative agents. They've been the ones who have been the, as you call them, the dinosaurs, the people who wanted to stop this agreement going ahead all the way down the line. But I haven't heard you put that criticism about them to them.
I'll take that on board and we'll have a listen to that question next time we talk to the Liberals on it. Finally, what do you think should happen from here? Assessing the real politic of where Tasmania's up to, what do you think should happen from here?
Well, I think if the reserves are stopped, the money flow should stop as well. I'm keen on that money going to regional Tasmania. I would like to see the Forest Presentation Centre in the Valley of the Giants, in the Styx Valley, which will become World Heritage Area. I'd like to see that circuit road there sealed so that all Tasmanians and indeed visitors to this state can see some of the most magnificent tall flowering forests on earth. The Tarkine should be protected similarly and given World Heritage status. I was over there recently and the tourism potential is magnificent, Leon. We've got a tourism industry with 15,000 jobs. We saw those figures recently and it's growing. A logging industry with 1,000 jobs, which is shrinking. I know where I'd be putting the money, and I think Tasmania's just got fantastic opportunities. I heard about Central Highlands people wanting that road sealed through past the Great Lake. I've been an advocate of that since I was in state parliament. There are great opportunities here, but the money can't simply, taxpayers' money can't simply be continue to be poured into the logging industry, which can't compete on the world markets. It should be going to the sunrise industries, tourism, hospitality, innovative agriculture and aquaculture and so on. That's not where it's going in the main, and it's time we got out of the dinosaur age into this new age, because Tasmania's glory days are in front of it.